Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And here's the thing. At East Coast Radio, we love podcasts. And we love supporting local podcasts as well. And there's a new one launching this week. And this is a podcast absolutely every single adult who's adulting, who receives an income and needs to budget, needs to listen to. It's called The Money Podcast.
So it's done by Justin Harrison and David Bester. They are two self-made entrepreneurs and they're on a mission to help us South Africans become better at money, because we need the help, and because Justin and David believe that people who are better at managing their money are just all-around better citizens, just better, happier people. Justin is also the author of 8 personal finance books, a serial entrepreneur, and an investor. So wealthy, I'm presuming, hoping.
So Justin joins us live this morning. How's it, Justin?
How's it, guys?
Hold on. He can write several books, but can't switch the on button on. There you go.
Can I just say, Justin is wearing a black shirt that is emblazoned with dollar signs. That's what you call manifesting, hey?
Correct.
Global Money Academy.
Lovely. Justin?
That's correct.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
So, Justin, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Firstly,
so much, guys.
Where can we find the Money Podcast and how regular are those updates?
Okay, so the Money Podcast is basically live on the ECR website under the podcast tab, and also on Jackpod, and of course all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, pretty much everywhere.
Just type in the Money Podcast.
Absolutely.
Justin, I've got two questions here, mate. The first thing is, obviously, you're a money guy. You give money advice.
Yep.
During a pandemic, would you fix your teeth for 40K?
It depends. What are you eating? It sounds like that question was a trap.
Justin, I'm going to show you something that no other man has seen. That was directed at me.
Okay, so tell us more about the podcast. Is it for like people who are like crazy about money, investors, entrepreneurs, or is it like kind of easy to understand?
It's pretty much for the everyday person. Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest problems we've seen in the personal finance space is that everything is filled with jargon. It's unapproachable.
Yeah.
It's this whole suit and tie, top-down approach that none of us like.
Yeah.
It's this whole conformist, you know, thing that's been going on for years. And so we really want to break that pattern.
Yeah.
We want to come in. We want to offer advice that people can relate to.
Yeah.
We want to give people practical tips that they can take to the bank and use immediately.
Yeah.
I think we're living in an era now where people just aren't approaching financial advisors. People are turning to the internet.
Yeah.
People are turning to YouTube. People are turning to on-demand content to really learn and figure out their way through their problems in life, whether it's money, whether it's health, whether it's fitness.
Mm.
This is what people are doing. And so what we've realized is that we need to take a new approach when it comes to explaining things to people. We need to come down to the ordinary man's level. Get rid of all the hype, get rid of all the jargon, and let's just get down to the basics that are going to help people.
Excellent. Okay, I'm going to mine some of those basics from you because I've got you here. Yes, the podcast is available on the website ecr.co.za. Actually, the podcast is available on any platform. You're just looking for the Money Podcast. But I'm going to ask, we've got you here. You're wearing the dollar cap and the dollars on your shirt. We'll mine a little bit from you while you're here with us. It's almost 8:10 with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And we're joined by Justin Harrison from one of the most spoken about podcasts right now. It's called The Money Podcast. It's available on our page, ecr.co.za, or any podcast platform. You just type in The Money Podcast and all the questions will be answered. Justin, give us a couple of the headings that are on your podcast that you have.
Okay, so the podcast coming up, we're talking about, obviously, budgeting. We've got a very unique way of budgeting called the envelope budgeting method. I don't want to reveal too much. Go and listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely revolutionary way of managing your money, completely different to what everybody's
doing. I'll give it a listen.
Then we're also discussing people's net worth, and most impressive, we're using neurological and psychological hacks to teach people how to become better at managing money. This is the stuff that nobody talks about.
Respect.
It's kind of like the missing link in money at the moment.
Wow, that's amazing.
Money's emotion, right?
Yes.
So that's what we're teaching people, how to work through that.
Okay.
So is it okay if I just ask you a couple random questions here? All right. And I'm hoping that you can give the right answer. In a time like now.
Yep.
Or ever, when it comes to your property where you live, your home, is it better to buy over renting?
It depends on your personal situation, whether you're buying cash, how much cash. But generally speaking,
let's say I'm going to bond. I want a house. I've got like maybe a 10% deposit.
Go rent.
Why?
Because the bottom line is you should actually never put money into a primary residence. It's a net outflow of cash. People don't want to hear this because it's such a flex to have a nice house. But the reality of it is it does nothing for your money. It's just money out. It's maintenance. It's, you know, running costs. Rather take the money that you have. If you have cash, take that money and leverage it into other property or other investments that can generate passive income. Because the goal is eventually not to have to work. As long as you're paying a bond, as long as you are working towards that dream that everybody subscribes to, you are going to be basically chasing the man the entire time. That's what it comes down to.
So you're saying if you have the cash, though, to buy the residence or perhaps buy a flat somewhere else that you're renting out, is that a better option?
So if you have the cash, I would say think very smart about how you leverage the money. Take a smaller house, maybe put some money into that, and then put more money into rental property or other investments that are going to generate you income. Try and bring in income to cover the costs of your primary residence. Don't go to work and work a job to pay for your house. That is insanity. That's you're trading time for money.
Sure.
Well, you're talking to a madman right
renters
now.
Renters unite.
Renters of the world.
Oh, sorry, Darren. Sorry.
Where were you 5 months ago?
I know a good estate agent, Darren.
Quickly, Darren touched on this earlier. Being rich and being wealthy.
Yeah, what's the difference?
There's a huge difference. I love this question because people get it wrong all the time.
So I hear that Oprah is wealthy and Jay-Z is rich.
You got it on the money. So if somebody's flexing, if somebody's driving the latest car, if somebody's driving the biggest house to impress other people and it's got all the shiny stuff.
New money.
That is rich. Wealthy, guys, is when you don't have to wake up to work because money's working for you. There's a big difference.
New tattoo alert.
We're talking to Justin Harrison here from The Money Podcast. These podcasts are available. Looks like he is dropping pearls of wisdom here. The podcasts are all available on our website, ecr.co.za. You had a question there, Kerry?
Yes, and this is one from me, but also many people. The amount of times people are trying to force me into cryptocurrency, and I really don't know who to trust. So with crypto, yes, no?
Maybe. That's my answer. My answer is I think crypto as an idea is the future. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Which cryptocurrency is going to win the race? Nobody knows. And anybody who says they do is lying.
So rather than putting it all into Doge,
take the top five cryptos, spread some money around there, but don't put money in. You're not prepared to lose.
Okay. So it's basically like taking it to a casino.
It's a little bit better than a casino, but you know the odds are a little bit more in your favor.
Well, I mean, Elon said yesterday he'll accept Dogecoin for a Tesla. That's material wealth.
Look, as soon as there is an actual use where we can go and get a cup of coffee with cryptocurrency, that is when it's going to take off. I've always said this. Cryptocurrency is only going to work in the real world if people can actually use it. The store of wealth idea is not going to keep it going long term.
All right. You're going to have to answer this question online because we've run out of time. We have to get into traffic. The podcast with Justin Harrison, The Money Podcast, online, ecr.co.za. And I wanted to ask a question about, and it gave us a great answer, which you're going to have to go and find out on your own, about why Elon Musk pulled away from Bitcoin and partnered up with Doge. I'm sorry we ran out of time, but you're going to have to find that online.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.